When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Tuesday, December 7th. It's Pearl Harbor Day, 80 years. Mark and I were just talking about how wild it is to go see the Pearl Harbor Memorial. So when people go visit Hawaii, if you're lucky enough to be able to do that someday, it is pretty moving. I found it to be, I found it to be a very moving experience to be there. So anyway, check it out. Meanwhile, here at the Jill on Money Show, it's a very exciting week for us. And we love the month of December. Mark is busy planning his when he can put his tree up, which is predicated on when all of the work people leave his little itty bitty apartment and give him his bathroom back. If you want to know what Mark looks like, he is the vagrant-looking man on the Lower East Side who doesn't look like he showered properly for the last 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks now, Mark? So 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. He says, I look like Vinny the Chin Gigante, the mobster who was walking around in his robe, and I think he was trying to claim that he was had gone crazy so they couldn't put him away, right? Yeah. So that's Mark. What about shaving? Okay, that's really disgusting, but I get it. He shaves in the kitchen. Don't do anything else in that sink. I'm telling you that right now, and I don't want to know about it. Okay, very good. Okay, today we are going to try to do something that we do every day, and that is talk to you guys. If you have financial questions, we'd love for you to go to the website, jillonmoney.com. All you have to do is click the contact button. And that's what Robert did. Robert is on the line from California. Now, Robert, I presume because you're from California that maybe going to Hawaii is not such a big deal. So have you been to the Pearl Harbor Memorial?
I have not.
Have you been to Hawaii?
I have. We love Maui with our family.
Oh, you did Maui. Yeah. Maui's nice. It got a little too popular. I don't know what it's like now. Hawaii, like so many destinations in the United States, were like soaring in terms of popularity. And now who knows with the variant, what's going to happen. But you live in a nice place. You're happy in California. What brings you to our airwaves today, Robert?
I'm looking to understand what I can do to take advantage of this last year where I was had a large portion where I wasn't working.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a technical engineer. I do technical sales.
Okay. And why weren't you working? I would think that everybody would need your services.
Sometimes those things happen, COVID related. So I was actually off for just over a year.
And you're working now?
I am.
How much do you earn?
I make about 160 plus a bonus that brings it up to about 210.
Are you married, single?
Married with three boys.
How old?
23, 21, and 16.
Oh, 16. Whoops. Okay. So you got one more to get through college. Okay. So you just started this new job, right?
Yes.
Are you using the retirement plan yet?
I am. It opened up straight away. I started contributing 15%, but then I realized that, hey, I've got about $40,000 more I'll make this year because that's my only income this year. Mm-hmm. Except for some unemployment, I could do some backdoor Roth conversions and take advantage of that at a low tax rate.
Tell me a little bit about, first of all, let's go. Does your spouse work?
Off and on.
If you look at the tax this calendar year, 2021, how much do you think you will have made for this calendar year between the two of you, unemployment, new job, no job? What do you think?
It's going to be close to $50,000 if I take all of my pay. And this is, I did something. I went ahead and set my 401k contribution to 75%.
Okay. Already.
I was like, okay, I don't need the capital to support us necessarily. So I thought, well, I'll do this now. I can always turn it down.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. How much money do you guys have in non-retirement assets? So savings, you know, the emergency fund or any taxable investment accounts?
Yeah, just under $2 million in non-retirement.
How does it split up? Tell me a little bit about that. What's in cash?
You know, I don't carry much in cash. I have our investors. I tell them when I need to do any kind of withdrawals and they manage that. And this is through Lido Advisors and it's all at Fidelity. So,
okay. How much do you pay for that service?
0.9%.
Okay. Not nothing. What's in pre-tax investments? Whether that's an old 401k, IRAs, what's floating out there?
Yeah, we have $400,000 in a rollover IRA, and I just started this 401k, so just $3,000.
And that's it?
That's it in pre-tax.
Yep.
And then we have Roth.
Okay, tell me what you have in Roth.
Roth, we have about $300,000 there.
Very nice. It's funny that you, did you not have a retirement plan for some time? Like you have, it seems to me, how old are you?
57.
Given your age, it's funny you have your more of your money in non-retirement assets than in retirement assets, which is interesting.
You know, so we sold a house.
So
we were kind of house poor for a long time. And so we were struggling to both make payments and put away money in IRA. So
I see. All right. Well, that's good. And where do you live now? You have a house that you own or are you renting? What are you doing?
We're renting now.
Do you have any aspirations to buy? Is some of that $2 million going to go into a home?
Possibly. We did the evaluation with our financial planners and we said, well, like in the next 5 years, if we put away $500,000 to another house, how would we look? Without buying a house, we have $8.5 million at age 85. And with buying a house, we run out of money at age 85. So
wow.
I've always thought houses were great and we have done so well with them. But listening to your show, you're not as bullish on real estate as I was. And now I'm thinking, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I always think that the numbers kind of throw us off. I'll give you an example. I'll never forget. My father would say, you know, we bought this house for $35,000, right? Okay. Yeah, I know, Dad. It was 1963, right? And so like if you inflation adjust it, the fact that they sell it for $500,000 25 years later, it sounds like a big number, but it's like kind of the same pace as inflation. Now, we happen to have been coming out of a crazy bubble-ish time right now. So when did you sell this home?
Just last December.
That is good timing. All right. So, I mean, there's a few different things. So the current plan at work, the 401k, is it a Roth or is it a traditional?
I have option of both. I was just putting it in the pre-tax.
Okay. 16-year-old, let's talk college. What are we doing?
He doesn't know. We're trying to
figure it out. In other words, have you saved money for college or not?
No, we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants when that comes around.
I don't love flying by the seat of my pants ever. I just want you to know that. So if for the 23 and the 21-year-old, you paid it out of those non-retirement assets, you call up the advisor and you say, I need $40,000. I got to pay tuition bill. Like that?
Yeah, we have a few loans.
How much is outstanding in college loans?
$40,000.
Okay, so you just pay that out. Okay. Are there any other liabilities floating out there that we should know about?
We have a car payment. We did a short term, 4 years, but it's pretty high price. So it's about $800 a month.
Got to have a car. You're California, man. All right. How long are you going to work?
You know, I don't plan to retire. I like your thing of just work forever because I love what I do. So.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. So here's the deal. for this year, for 2021, where you've made 50 grand, I think that I would probably take 100,000 of that rollover and turn it into a Roth. Ask your financial dudes about this. I think it makes sense because you'll be paying 22% on that money. Okay. In some respects, in terms of the contribution to the retirement account, I probably wouldn't do a pre-tax contribution for 2021. I would you could jam up your contribution. You can put in, you know, your 19,500 plus 6,500 catch up, but I would make that a Roth contribution for 2021 because you're in such a low tax bracket.
Got it. Understood.
Does that seem reasonable to you?
You know, I feel like we have enough after tax that I was trying to limit that capacity. We talked to our CPA and he suggested that we do up to 80,000, which keeps us in the lowest tax bracket.
So he wants you to do it, but then, you know, so that means yes, the married filing jointly would mean to 81,000, right? Which would mean that in addition to your $50,000 salary, you could only convert 30.
Yeah, but if I take 75% and put it in 401k, I reduce my taxable income.
Doesn't it compound the problem of doing a pre-tax contribution, though, in the end? Do you know what I mean? It kind of seems like it's a wash. But I mean, I think that that's fine. You could certainly do that. If you put 75% contribution, okay, for like you put in $19,500, for essentially you're saying from November and December, which is now just December, right? You're now going to put in $26,000. And so the money that you earn this year is not going to be the 50. It's going to be something less than that, right? And then you start converting up to $81,000. Sure, you could do that. I'm just wondering why you wouldn't. I mean, you're never going to be in the 12% tax bracket again, right?
Right.
So you could do that, but I wonder whether it makes sense to do even more. That's what I would be interested in finding out, because I'm guessing that, you know, you're going to be, your top bracket's going to be 24% next year. I would ask the CPA, is there wisdom in trying to convert up to the 22%, top of the 22% bracket, and see what the CPA says.
I will. And then what do you think, should I do it before the end of the year? I read something recently on CNN that said that they're changing how you can do backdoor Roth conversions.
Yeah. So it's contemplated in Build Back Better that there would be some limitations. So yes, I would do it this year. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. If you somehow decide that you are going to convert more, just make sure that your advisor knows that and that you're going to have a tax bill to pay in April, you know, that you just keep the information flow going. I would consider whether it makes sense to convert at 22%, because it sounds to me like your guy is going to keep working, right? So you're already going to be above 200. You're probably going to keep making more. And so that means that you're kind of squarely finding yourself in the 24% bracket. And I'm not sure that's going to change so much when you retire.
I completely understand.
Is there anything else, Robert, that we can help you out with?
No, you are fantastic. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much. Take care. Robert from California. Those California guys are sort of laid back, huh? If you're from California or any other place in the world, we'd love to hear from you. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button, send us your question. While you're on the website, just bookmark it, because it's about to get an overhaul and it's going to be great. That's what Mark says. Very good. All right. Tuesday, Pearl Harbor Day. Go read up on Pearl Harbor. It's good for you. Lift someone up today. We'll make that person feel better. It will make you feel better. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.